Well, hey there, it is Brian from BClarkArt11 on Instagram, BClarkArt.com, BClarkArt.shop. I got all the BClarkArts. What we gotta do? Stay motivated. What we gotta do? What we gotta do? Just stay in here, stay in the game, keep on going. That's what we gotta do. And so, that's what we're gonna do. And so, let's do it. All right.
Friday night. About to be Saturday in no time. There's a lot going on in this crazy world. A lot going on. But we gotta keep it. We gotta hear. I'm already preaching, it ain't a Sunday. We gotta rise. Okay, I'm gonna get myself back in order. I'm gonna go over some news. Before I talk about that, I've been doing a lot of workouts and stuff like that and training my body. I'm trying to do these workouts like every other day, if not every day, if I can. Pushing myself, even though I feel like it. And I think that's important to have that chip on your shoulder. And a lot of people complain about how people treat them or talk about them and whatever. But, I get ways of, it's people that don't, that treat me some type of way. And, all I do is work my butt off. That's pretty much all I've been doing is hustling every day, trying to build this art brand and go to school and work. It's crazy schedule, but it's hard to find time out of the day for much else. I do like, but recommend artists that if you have somebody to help you, just get some help, get some assistance, because it's very important to work as teams and business investing in team sports. So definitely recommend that. But we're going to get into some news here. I just wanted to touch on that. Just having that motivation, keeping that fire inside, because, that fire is what's going to catapult you to great heights. It's kind of like when you're working out and you at that last lap, it's people who slow down and there's people who just pick it up that last lap. And some people just, so tired, they're looking at where they got to go instead of, where they are, understanding that where you have to go or where you want to go, will be determined by what you do in the present. Everything, all the work that I do this year will reflect, will go on to next year. I was doing some podcasts and didn't even realize, one of my old podcasts that I started off with, had did well. It made a little bit of change, less than a dollar, but still it's still inspiring, because it's like, wow, okay, I did that. I stuck it out and I did that, and that's very inspiring. It feels good to be able to know that you did do something and made some noise out there. So right now tomorrow it's going to be a 21 day. So you're going to feel a lot of creative energy tomorrow. Definitely if you have a partner or a friend, team up with them and think about doing a little bit of art, 15 to 30 minutes, just, brainstorm an idea for an art piece that you can do in a very short period of time, something fast. And you might make something that may really be big. So, This is just a tip I have for anybody listening to my podcast right now, because, numbers have a big effect on our lives, and I believe numbers carry energy. And if you flow with that energy, man, to all my dudes and dudettes out there, I don't want to get in trouble. To all my peoples in the world that love B. Clark Art as much as I love y'all, just, team up with a partner and you may find success tomorrow if you make some art together. Let's get into a couple news headlines here. So what constitutes art sales under duress? A dispute reignites the question. This is the New York Times. So a fight over landscape painting bought for Hitler is focused on the question of whether its sale was voluntary or forced by economic distress the Nazis helped create. Okay. So Bernardo Bellotto's marketplace at Pirna is a center of dispute over whether its sale to the Nazis in 1938 was voluntary and made under duress. That's the Museum of Fine Arts in Houston. This is by Catherine Hickley. In 1938, the Jewish department store magnate Max Emden, who left Germany before the Nazis took power, sold three city views by the 18th century painter Bernardo Bellotto to an art buyer for Hitler. The works, which were with Emden in Switzerland, were destined for the Führer Museum that Hitler planned for Linz, Austria, but never built. During World War II, the paintings were hidden in an Austrian salt mine. Officers of the Allied Monuments, Fine Arts and Archives Unit, known as the Monuments Men, recovered them at the end of the war, and two of the Bellottos were returned to the German government. The third, marketplace at Pirna, was mistakenly sent to the Netherlands. So it is an interesting article here, and make sure you go check that out. But our next article, you know, before I get to the next article, I just want to say, you know, we're under times that some people feel like we're in times of, you know, just some Hitlerian times is what some people feel. And some people feel like everything's just dandy. And then some people feel like, you know, things are getting worse. And all I can say is, you know, right now is just a time of, man, I guess it's just understanding fear and understanding the difference between fear and facts. I think I like going with facts, something I can prove, something I know is factual. And if you read the fine print on a lot of things and take the time, which I recommend everybody read the fine print before doing anything or putting anything in their body, that's all I'm going to say on that issue. But I am concerned with loss of freedoms. And, you know, this is not looking like the America I grew up in. And I don't want to sound overly patriotic, but, you know, people got to do some real soul searching for what kind of future they want. And I think if most people figure out in their mind what kind of future they want for their children and look at the facts, I think that, you know, there will be a lot more less fear out there, more clarity. The other day I was kind of getting a little irritated with all the news. I had to turn the TV off, and you know, it bothers me. So let's continue on. I want to talk about something quickly that I recommend to artists as well, and that is looking into doing more online art shows. I think offline is good. However, you know, we're entering into a time where things are going to probably change here in the winter months. I guess I just don't have a good feeling, but unfortunately, but being already set up digitally is gonna, I think, really benefit a lot of artists out there. So definitely consider it. But these are five art trends to look out for in 2021. This is an old article. I think it's back in February. And it just says the art world is totally different than one we knew last year. Touched by the pandemic, the landscape of art has evolved to work with this. So the major result has been the emergence of increasing virtual engagement to satisfy everyone's artistic needs. Alongside this, we have seen the growth of popularity of different artistic subjects and a more exploratory approach to artists and creativity. A boom in online exhibitions, virtual installations, and even greater appreciation for nature, amongst other things, discover Artspurs predictions for the five trends in the art market in 2021. So, you know, another issue that I'm seeing out there, along with the pandemic, is shortages and some things. Tissue is looking great right now. I can't complain about the tissue supply. You artists out there that love tissue and love making art with tissue, which is a great idea. You might really... That's a great idea, actually. I got some things going through my head right now. Don't steal my idea. I don't care. You can steal it. You would probably really love all the tissue on the shelves right now. In some areas, I'm sure it's different, but... you know, there are shortages in some things. Like, I can't find Simple Truth water anywhere. I love Simple Truth. Shout out to Simple Truth brand. It's just a great brand. They have a lot of products I like, but it's just too bad. We can't find the good water. You know, you got to spend some bread to spend some money to get some, you know, you got to get Fiji water. It's like we're all being forced to buy the expensive water. You know, it's crazy. And gosh, you know, I don't want to get into the conspiracy part of this, because I'm somewhat of a conspiracy theorist, but I will say that, well, not theorist, but I'm more of a conspiracy factist. I love facts. So basically, more virtual art exhibitions is what this article goes on to talk about in 2020. Museums and galleries quickly turn to online platforms to give people realistic experiences from the comfort of their homes. For better or worse, this trend is here to stay in 2021. Already, major museums have made a transition online in order to show higher resolution art exhibitions. For example, the Center Pompidou, with the exceptional Matisse exhibition, just the month of January, held a whole selection of exciting exhibitions. You can attend most online artistic experiences from your favorite museums and exhibition spaces. So this is a great idea, you know, just having, being able to display your art in a digital way, but like you're standing there, you know, that's some next level stuff, you know, that I definitely am going to recommend to all artists to look into different ways of creating your own, you know, unique online experience gallery. Like, people are literally like can come in and like look at your art in a digital way. So another big trend was an increase in 3D motion and graphic design. You know, we talk about NFTs a lot on the podcast. They're continuing to grow in popularity. But it says one of the art trends we've seen is the growth and exploration of the virtual world. With this has come growth of digital 3D motion graphic design. This is an innovative and exciting art form that has captured the attention of emerging artists across the globe. 3D motion graphics have seen cities reimagine the huge, otherworldly animated images. For many, this has been inspired by the empty streets and that various lockdowns have created. For example, I'm not going to go on to say anymore, but we talk about lockdowns. First of all, that's a jail term. But anyways, a lot of people don't know that. But, you know, it's just little facts that add up with this whole situation. But obviously, it's a sensitive subject for some. I just believe in talking about those sensitive subjects, because this stuff is affecting everybody. You know, if it wasn't something that didn't affect artists, I wouldn't talk about it much. But I got to. I'm forced to. And I might get shut down for saying, you know, the facts. The truth is not very popular to some. And a lot of people just want to feel good about, like, I'm wearing this mask, I feel good, you know, feelings, you know. And I think that's a big reason why a lot of, you know, specifically in the melanated, aka black community, like a lot of the youth are you know, led by, you know, emotional energy, you know, and not that logical energy. And so, you know, having that logic allows you to kind of decipher between the lines And, you know, it is what it is. What we have today, a bunch of cray cray. So three, a renewed appreciation for nature. So there's a new nature throughout history has always been a rich and varied source of inspiration for artists. However, it has taken an even greater meaning as people have turned to nature to seek stability. Artists have sought to reconnect with the outside world, creating inventive pieces that connect with people by offering them some much-needed escapism. So, in fact, 2020 saw $35 million landscape by Hockney sold at Phillips. This illustrates the priceless appreciation for scenes of nature. So, definitely nature. That's this. Nature is... increasing popularity of contemporary African art. So the contemporary African art is also popularity that we're seeing as a popular trend. This is one of the art trends that we have already seen making its mark over the past few years, and it's only set to increase. A continued increase in street art. Even though it's a pandemic, you know, it's been used as a way to directly thank and congratulate and encourage different parts of society across the world. So, yeah, I see street, you know, the thing is a lot of people that find success, they look at where everybody's going and kind of go the opposite way. That's another thing. I talk about trends changing, you know. You may have a trend that says, well, you know, paintings of people with braids is gonna be the best thing since sliced bread. But you can say, well, a lot of people doing paintings of people with braids, but I'm gonna go over here. You know, a lot of people paint. I see a lot of people doing all this digital stuff. I'm gonna actually go out in the middle of a crowd that's not afraid of the cooties, and I'm just gonna paint over here with them. And you know, you may find a lot of success with that. So it really, you know, have an open mind. Cancel plans, not humanity. That's a good photo. Okay. So, the virtual world is definitely going to explode, and I'm going to actually recommend people to look into, you know, technology advancements, visual advancements in specifically virtual art shows. One of my recommendations for the rest of the year. So, is there a post-COVID future for the International Art Fair? This is a vanityfair.com. That last article was from blog.artspur.com, the artspur.com blog. So definitely check them out. This is going to be from Vanity Fair. And it says, Art Basel Miami Beach, the annual December excuse to leave freezing New York and eat Joe's stone crab on someone else's dime, started in 2002 as an offshoot of a Swiss art expo. Before long, it became an indelibly American sun-dappled pleasure dome. No longer is it just an event dedicated to contemporary art. It's a mainstream wintertime cultural boondoggle set to an EDM beat. Its mascots more Paris Hilton and Diplo than Jeff Koons and Picasso. According to the Miami-Dade Aviation Department, each day during the fair, as many as 100 private jets touch down at Miami Opa, Laca Executive Airport in the Magic City. So by 2019, Basel, Miami was generating an estimated $16 million each year for the state of Florida. So, but the pandemic has punished art fairs. Many have canceled since March 2020. In the meantime, gallery owners, once tethered... excuse me. ...to the global circuit have found they can sell in-demand work by their artists without shipping expenses and exorbitant booth fees. So This is a I think I got the COVID-19. This summer brought more bad news for Fairs. Noah Horowitz, the Basil Miami Beach head honcho for years, has overseen the Miami Fair, announced he would be leaving his post just ahead of the brand's marquee shindig. The most prestigious art fair on earth was set to open in Switzerland. So this is, once again, you know, the issue of cancellations and things like that, and people afraid and scared, kids all scared and getting shot up, and, you know, in terms of, you know, with the jabs and all that. And I, you know, it's, I hate to laugh, but, you know, it's just, I laugh at, I guess, the, it's hard to believe. I guess it's just like living in an altered reality, you know. I guess what I can say in terms of my beliefs, everybody has different beliefs. People say don't talk about religion. I talk about it because it affects everybody. Everybody's different beliefs. I respect everybody's belief. I respect everybody's freedom and right to worship, whether whatever you believe. And at the end of the day, you know, I'm not going, just because I don't believe a certain thing, I'm not going to throw, you know, paint at somebody's building or, you know, building of worship or something like that. My whole thing, even though that probably would go viral, but I'm not condoning that, no. But I'm just saying it. I just feel like, you know, no matter what you believe, it is important to, you know, have a, gosh, no matter what you believe, like, just, it's okay, you know. At the end of the day, you know, I was talking about my beliefs, I'm sorry, my mind is going all over the place, I've been through a lot today. My beliefs is basically to not have fear. That's my beliefs. To not live in fear. Fear is a weapon. It can control people. And when you're dealing with this society that we're living in these days, that we're living in, it's definitely designed to instill a lot of fear, you know, and fear-mongering. And from what I can tell, you know, the mainstream is taking a lot of hits right now. And, you know, I think, you know, I know people, you know, defiance is, to me, defiance, controversial, against the grain artwork is going to always shine and blossom, because it's like, I'm not following these ridiculous rules. You know, like having that attitude is like, you know, stay at home, you know, do artwork on that, you know, everybody staying at home, and then show somebody looking outside the window, and on the other side of the painting you have somebody just having a good time outside going down waterfalls, and I guarantee you that art piece will sell, you know. It just yes, stay at home. You know, so yeah, go against the grain, be free. I'm a free thinking spirit, free being of nature, in terms of just my heart, and, you know, the five energy is opening it on its right side. When you look at the letter five, and you look at the letter E in the alphabet, it's opening it on the right side, right brained. It's more right brained. And so I have two significant fives in my birth chart. So, yeah, you know, don't let this stuff get on under your skin. Just do what you can to prepare, because I actually think that, you know, it's going to get rougher from here. I think they're going to come down harder with restrictions as people I think there's going to be backlash too. I think that there's, you know, I think people are going to start doing some more homework on what they put in their body. And, you know, I don't see good things. Unfortunately, I wish I could say, oh, all this is going to go away. Everything's going to be back to normal. And, you know, I'm just very concerned. But at the end of the day, this is probably my most COVID podcast ever. But at the end of the day, don't live in fear. You know, meditation works well, works wonders. And my beliefs, once again, is we're eternal. I think we're eternal souls. We have an eternal soul. And, you know, I think we are eternal beings. And I really don't understand people who, you know, they'll sit there and they'll watch TV, and the TV shows, like on the mainstream media news, that they, you know, they don't like religion. I mean, they don't like celebrating religions, but I mean, not celebrating celebrating holidays. They don't like celebrating holidays, but yet the news will show, you know, holiday celebrations, but yet you guys listen to and follow the news. Like, I don't entrust the news. Like, I don't get it. You know, it's even hard to trust them on the weather. So, anyways, that's well enough of my ranting. I hope y'all enjoyed this podcast. Make sure you check out the merchandise at bclarkart.com. I have a beautiful ocean frames that I have, some posters and matte paper prints available for, it's called Blue Tides. It's a new collection at bclarkart.com. Make sure you check out the new collection on the homepage. I got all my collections on the homepage. Check that out. I appreciate your support in this journey, and stay tuned.